Police and soldiers were posted every few hundred meters in central Kathmandu Friday as troops and armored personnel carriers with mounted machine guns patrolled the streets of the virtually empty capital to enforce the all-day curfew. In other parts of the city, troops surrounded the homes of prominent opposition leaders who'd been trying to organize a massive rally against the government of King Gyanendra. The politicians are the latest among scores of opposition members to be detained since the government launched its latest crackdown Thursday. Leaders of several political parties had planned the demonstration to protest King Gyanendra's plans to hold local elections next month, a move they say is intended to legitimize his seizure of power last year. On February 1st, King Gyanendra dismissed parliament, arrested opposition leaders, and imposed restrictions on the media and civil liberties. He justified his actions by saying Nepal's squabbling political parties had failed to stop a communist insurgency racking the countryside. The move was widely condemned by the international community. The United States, United Kingdom, and India suspended military aid to Nepal. But Suhas Chakma, the director of the Asian Center for Human Rights, says the international community did not go far enough. He's calling for major powers to impose travel restrictions on the king and members of his government.
This government survives, all said and done, even today, with foreign aid. So if there is a policy or decision taken by the government to impose visa restriction and other concurrent measures are taken, I am sure the change will come through.
King Gyanendra says the municipal council elections planned for February 8th will pave the way for the restoration of democracy in Nepal. He has promised to hold parliamentary elections next year. Prior to the king's takeover, the tiny Himalayan kingdom had been locked in a three-way power struggle between the political parties, the king, and the communist insurgents fighting to overthrow the monarchy. Now the insurgents, called Maoists, and the opposition parties have formed a loose alliance to call for the restoration of democracy. But the Maoists are still threatening to use violence against government forces in order to disrupt next month's elections. Patricia Noonan, VOA News, New Delhi.